You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 32 degrees and overcast. Today's Tuesday, February 28th, 2012. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. The Sitka Assembly will continue its work on changing the city's tax structure tonight. The changes would happen to the sales tax ordinance. Under proposals introduced at the last meetings, the senior citizen sales tax exemption would be limited to low-income seniors. The city's sales tax cap would also increase to $1,500. Right now, Sitkins pay sales tax only on the first $1,000 of any purchase. The Assembly also is considering changes to the city's fish box sales tax. The tax is $10 per fish box, with the money going to hatcheries, along with the city's harbor department and general fund. The proposal on the table tonight would lower the percentage going to hatcheries from 30% to 20%, and give additional money to city harbors. Tonight's meeting won't be the final say on any of the measures. Because substantial changes were made earlier this month, another reading has been tacked on to each ordinance. They'll require another meeting after tonight before becoming law. A separate item on tonight's Assembly agenda would change the fee structure at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Right now, nonprofit organizations and community groups can use meeting rooms in the city-owned convention center for free. Under proposed revisions, they would now pay the general use rate. That ranges from $50 per day for the small meeting rooms to more than $150 for larger rooms. The fees would also apply to setup times and rehearsals, which are currently free. The proposal also adds a $50 per hour surcharge to events taking place outside regular business hours. Nonprofit groups made up more than two-thirds of the building's use in 2011. Raven Radio will provide live coverage of tonight's Assembly meeting, which begins at 6 p.m. inside Harrigan Centennial Hall. A Sitka teenager is facing charges of sexual abuse from incidents that allegedly occurred on a school bus. A Sitka grand jury indicted 18-year-old Alexander Evans on 5 counts of sexual abuse of a minor. According to a complaint, the incidents occurred on a bus the high school student rode with younger students. Evans is accused of molesting a 6-year-old girl repeatedly during the ride to school. According to the complaint, Evans admitted to 20 to 30 incidents of sexual contact with the girl since November. Evans entered a plea of not guilty at arraignment and remains jailed. Sitka School District Superintendent Steve Bradshaw says it's not normal procedure for students from different schools to ride the same bus, but sometimes students in the upper grades, which start later, will come in early.
We have teachers in the building at the high school and middle school level both that will work with kids during that time from 8 until the school starts. And so if a kid lives quite a ways out and they need a ride in because mom or dad can't get them in, we try to accommodate that need.
He says this year only about 10 students have taken the early rides into school. After the incidents came to light, Bradshaw says he talked with drivers and the bus company owners about procedures on the bus.
What we've tried to do is say, okay, if you've got some kids that are older, put them up front. If you got if the younger kids get on the bus, because we're more likely to have kids miss the elementary bus in the morning and then try to flag down the secondary bus. And so when they do that, we try to have the younger kids up front where the bus driver can keep an easier eye on them.
More substantial changes to the way the district handles transportation would likely come from the Sitka School Board. Bradshaw says he will follow their wishes and the wishes of the community. The battle between subsistence users and the commercial fleet in Sitka took center stage over the weekend in Ketchikan. The Board of Fisheries meeting began on Friday and will cover 145 Southeast Finfish proposals before the week is up. But by far the most public comment on Saturday was related to Sitka's lucrative sacro herring fishery. At issue are two proposals to establish subsistence-only zones for herring in Sitka Sound. Deanna Garrison has more.
Icicle Seafood's John Woodruff says the fishery is critical to Southeast Alaska's commercial fishing industry.
If you're a year-round process worker at our plant in Petersburg, this fishery is important to you. If you're a tenderman and hauling fish from Sitka back to Petersburg at a time of year when there's not much else going on, at a time of year when you don't have much revenue coming in, this fishery is important to you. If you're working for AML, hauling some of the 100 or 150 trailers of this frozen fish in Petersburg for us, this fishery is important to you. The bottom line is the fishery impacts a lot more folks in Southeast Alaska than just the harvesters.
Woodruff opposed two proposals to establish subsistence-only zones for herring along the Sitka Road system in the Sound. Opposition to the proposed subsistence zones was widespread amongst the commercial fleet. Ken Jones is one of 48 permit holders in the Sitka Sacro herring fishery. He says Fish and Game is already limiting commercial effort in traditional subsistence areas.
Commercial openings that include the road system used to be normal in Sitka, but in the last decade, they've become infrequent. If we do get an opening there, it's not going to be repeated again in that fishing year. Meanwhile, the department has consistently kept the fishery out of the Cassiana, South Middle Island, and Lower Crow Pass area, making it a de facto subsistence area.
Jones says expansion of the subsistence area would make it impossible to have a successful commercial harvest. Sitka subsistence harvesters told the board that the commercial fishery is negatively affecting their efforts to gather herring eggs on branches. Al Wilson spoke on behalf of the Sitka tribe.
Klingon oral history tells us that this area has been prolific in herring spawn for thousands of years. In 2008, I personally put out 10 sets of branches and had a zero return. We asked the ADFG to manage the fishery away from what we now call the core subsistence area. I believe the ADFG saw what was happening and tried to manage the fishery away from this area, but seemingly succumbed to pressures from the commercial fleet and continued fishing here.
Wilson says while subsistence users are struggling to gather enough herring eggs to meet their household needs, the commercial harvest is at an all-time high.
The 2012 gross harvest limit has been raised a substantial 33% over the previous year, which was the highest in place for this fishery up to that time. Based on how long the fishery has lasted in the past with a lesser GHL, it is clear to us that the fishery season will extend into the time when the subsistence harvest is at its peak. There is also no question in our minds that the core subsistence area will be heavily fished by permit holders as it were to fulfill harvest limit far beyond what they struggled for last year.
Sitka resident John Duncan says subsistence users account for 3% of the entire herring roe harvest in Sitka Sound. He says the proposed subsistence zones would help ensure that subsistence users would continue to get their fair share.
We ask for a small area, 7 miles stretch, for them not to fish in. The reason why we did is because we believe that these herring will come into that one spot. At least we can hold on to a couple islands there in Sitka that we can get our subsistence from.
Adding to the divide between the commercial fleet and subsistence users was a separate proposal to require permits for subsistence herring eggs on branches in Sitka. Idaberg commercial fisherman John Carl, who participates in the Sitka commercial sacro herring fishery, spoke against the subsistence permit proposal.
I realize this proposal is more about numbers and less about permitting, but the moment you require a permit for something, you have laid the groundwork for criminalization of those individuals that do not have a permit. The last thing I want to see is someone being charged for a crime for not having a permit when their only objective is to put food on the table.
Still, Carl says he would like to see a better accounting of subsistence harvests. Also garnering significant public comment over the weekend were two proposals that would create equal harvest shares for Sitka Sound sacro herring seiners. Fisherman Gary Haynes says the highly competitive fishery has become unsafe and unwieldy.
It has always been a very competitive fishery. It is still a very competitive fishery. But now, with no respect for boat and gear, it seems almost everyone has their own group that they are working with. And there's duties within that group that change. Sometimes they are just there to block for the one or two setter boats. There's collision between boats and nets that are run over every year. It's an insurance company's nightmare. I believe the equal share fishery would eliminate a lot of these issues.
Tenders and processors oppose the equal share proposal, saying it would dramatically reduce their participation in the fishery. Tanner Malkowitz told the board that he's been tendering herring in Sitka for the past 12 years.
These proposals would eliminate many, if not most, of the tendering jobs in this fishery, along with all of the financial benefits our businesses bring to others. Our crews, suppliers, community services, restaurants, grocery stores, and other local shops. Our tendering business is good for all of Southeast Alaska.
Malkowitz says the Sitka herring fishery helps keep his business viable year-round. The Board of Fisheries will continue meeting in Ketchikan through March 1st. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.
The State Board of Fisheries reversed course on Sunday and agreed to allow Petersburg commercial fisherman John Jensen to participate in board discussions and votes on the Sitka Sound Sacro herring fishery. Jensen is one of two board members from Southeast Alaska on the seven-person State Board of Fish. The board is meeting in Ketchikan this week to decide Southeast finfish regulations. On Friday, Board Chairman Carl Johnstone determined that Jensen would be required to recuse himself from most Sitka Sound herring deliberations because of his past and future participation as a tender in the commercial fishery. Jensen did not initially challenge the decision, but later said his participation in the fishery is minor and would not affect his positions. The board ultimately decided to allow Jensen to participate in deliberations on Sitka Sound Sacro herring fishery proposals. Zone weather forecast today for Sitka and Port Alexander calls for rain and snow showers diminishing this afternoon. Snow accumulation up to 1 inch. Highs around 37, southeast winds 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered snow and rain showers in the evening. Lows around 33 with light winds. Tomorrow, cloudy, isolated rain showers. Highs around 40 with light winds. And looking ahead to Thursday, cloudy, chance of rain and slight chance of snow. Highs around 40. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka.